You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is a story in the Wall Street Journal about Walmart and robots. So Walmart has said, hey, we're bringing in a bunch of robots, and they're going to do things like scrub floors, scan shelves, the kind of things that robots should be good at. Like, robots are really good at cleaning floors, as anybody who has a Roomba knows. But what's interesting is the way that Walmart is positioning this. They're saying, look, we're moving humans off jobs they don't like. They don't like scrubbing floors. They don't like scanning shelves. And we're increasing wages. We're moving people into things like e-commerce, and on average, we're paying them more. That is the proper way to spin this kind of move if you're a communications official. And it's probably true. There are probably multiple people who were cleaning floors who are now kind of moving up the stack into more complex tasks. On the other hand, they are eliminating jobs that humans were doing. Humans were scrubbing the floors. And if they didn't bring in the robots, presumably the humans would keep scrubbing the floor, and other humans would have been hired to do whatever tasks the former floor scrubbers are doing now. In any case, it's the kind of thing we're going to be seeing a lot. Robots are going to be coming into the workplace, and companies are going to be trying to explain it, because there are jobs that robots should do, there are jobs that humans should do, it will be ever shifting, and the companies will always want to make it look like human jobs aren't being replaced, and they'll do whatever they can to make sure you don't have that perception, even when it's like 50% true. Anyway, that's the most interesting thing in tech, and we will see lots more of this. I am still a human, at least for now.